This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Sammy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, patrolas.
Hola. All right, Sammy, you understand how this here game is played?
I think so.
Well, fantastic. You have your choice of one of three categories today. We offer you Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess. And finally today, Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence.
Let's do License to Spill.
All right, we go over across the pond to the Isle of Wight, where a crash involving an overturned tractor trailer carrying 20 tons of product. The vehicle, it slammed into an on-duty sheriff's deputy and slammed into a truck traveling without headlights, and that resulted in all the drivers being hospitalized and the road being shut down. Now, the accident occurred just before midnight, roughly 2 miles away from the fine city of Windsor. Now, state police say that a sheriff's deputy struck the truck driving without its headlights that was traveling southbound. The tractor trailer that was hauling 20 tons of cargo attempted to avoid the crash of the other two vehicles, but it ran off the road into a ditch, landed on its side. All three drivers taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Troopers said that the product would, quote, need to be unloaded from the tractor trailer. Now, state police said that the road closure caused major delays, as one might imagine. The road has since been reopened. The question is, what was this truck hauling 20 tons of cargo of? Was it hauling beer? Was it hauling ham? Was it hauling meatballs? Or was it hauling chicken? So beer, ham, meatballs, or chicken, 20 tons of it were the back of this truck.
Okay, and you said the truck hit the ditch, but not the road?
The truck tried to avoid the accident between a police car and another vehicle. When he swerved, the truck ended up going into a ditch on the side of the road, rolled over, and that's when the product came flying out.
Okay. By the weight of the product, my first instinct is to go with beer, but, you know, I'd like to hear what you gentlemen think.
Sammy, I'm going to go chicken.
Chicken.
And I really only know the Isle of Man from that famous motorcycle rally.
Isle of Wight.
So I'm on the wrong island.
You are on the wrong island.
Damn it. That changes
much
things.
Much different trucks.
Then it's ham.
You're on ham.
Ham for two.
Yeah, the only thing I really know about over there is what I've learned from watching F1. So, I think I'm going to stick with beer just because I know pretty much no matter where you're at in the world, everybody loves their beer.
Okay. Are you single by chance, Sammy?
Yes.
Okay, because Ted might date you. You said everything you've learned. You learned F1.
F1 and beer.
No.
Chug of beer.
I learned that Ted doesn't like women that like the same interests as him. He's made that very clear in prior comments.
Nah, Ted, you should have kept your mouth shut.
That's mainly just football. F1 I can watch with you.
Okay.
Breaking his rules.
What's that truck hauling? Beer, ham, meatballs, or chicken? We're going to find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Gregory has a license to spill on profile. There's been a crash involving a tractor trailer. Hit a cop car along the way in the Isle of Wight. And it spilled its 20 tons of cargo.
Mm-hmm.
Question is, what was in that tractor trailer? Beer, ham, meatballs, or chicken?
And that is a question we posed to you, Sammy. Let us start with Miles Montgomery. He went with chicken. It was not chicken. Sammy, you went with beer. I like where your head's at. However, it was not beer.
Okay.
V-Ted Smith, you went with ham.
The ham.
Dumbest answer up there.
Ham.
And correct.
Unbelievable. It was the Isle of Wight.
What is ham?
That's not really. Mike, you like ham?
Are you thinking white people?
Miles, you like ham?
Yeah.
I like ham.
All right.
I had some ham last night.
Did you really?
I just was some in my fridge and just ate a couple pieces.
I don't know.
I was so, my brain was so set on the Isle of Man. That's what you said, Isle of Wight. I just went, nah, it's got to be ham.
Ham. Well, you were right. Yes.
Okay.
Now for all the TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
I think it came up earlier today, but Oklahoma City Thunder did win the Western Conference Finals.
Mm-hmm.
They will be in the NBA Finals. I don't think it goes without saying, anybody that's lived in Seattle, that's from Seattle, you hate the Oklahoma City Thunder because that was the Sonics.
Yep.
And then that dude bought them and just kind of stole them away. Special shout-out, of course, to Howard Schultz for selling them to that dude. God forbid an oil baron moves in where he's from. All right, anyhow. My issue with that Oklahoma City Thunder team is that in the era of NBA teams that just go out and build and have a big three or whatever,
mm-hmm.
They kind of did it the right way.
They did.
They've drafted all those guys. I don't know why. Maybe because he's tall, so tall and skinny. I always hate on Chet Holmgren, but then, like, I see interviews with him and stuff.
Was he the Gonzaga guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he seems cool. Everybody seems to like him, and it's more frustrating because if that was any other team, I think I'd be on the bandwagon for it. Like, let's see what these guys do.
Yep.
But yeah, I just, you know, I guess I hate to say it, credit to them for building it the correct way.
They did everything you should do.
Like, and Indiana.
Yeah, I mean, Indiana's had a couple trades, though, and stuff. Yeah. But, like, they drafted all those dudes, and, like, they were some down years there, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then also it's Oklahoma City, so I don't know a ton about Oklahoma City. I'm imagining outside of cheering for the Oklahoma Sooners, that's the only game in town.
I think so, yeah.
And they're in Norman.
The Sooners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. I just assume most of those people like that.
I would think they do.
Like most people in Dallas are still Texas fans.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go a little bit farther out to become Texas A&M fans. Let's see. I was talking a little bit about history stuff and things for Memorial Day. Memorial Day did pass. I know I'm the only one in here that seems to rewatch terrible, sad war movies and stuff.
Yes.
So last week I had a list about best Memorial Day movies. So just for the heck of it, I want to see how many of these movies you guys have seen.
Okay.
And then
I'm more interested in how recently you have seen them.
I will say, I think that's the other interesting thing. Yeah. Has Ted rewatched it?
Well, you say, have you seen this movie? I saw it when it came out in 1985, right? With Ted, be like, and I watched it in January of this year.
One of the greatest stories from World War II, and it was a great help, Windtalkers.
I know the name.
This is about the Native Americans that had their
Codebreakers.
Codebreakers.
That was Nicolas Cage, right? Is Nick Cage in that movie?
Was he in that movie?
Did you break a code?
I remember my dad liked it. It is. Yeah, that's Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. That's a great movie, man. And a good piece of American history. Has anybody in here seen it?
I have not.
No. I've seen it three times.
Three times?
Really? Yeah, I watch it every time I can find it.
Okay.
The next one from 2014, a little more recent, American Sniper.
Ah, yes.
Yes. That's one that you watch once.
I agree with you on this one. I remember me and a buddy, this was years ago, we went to the Cinerama, and we should have known better. We were just like, oh, American Sniper. Let's check that out. And we had all these plans for dinner afterwards. That movie ended. I looked at him. I said, I just kind of want to go home.
Yeah.
Be with my thoughts.
And the he's only
like,
thing,
yeah, me too.
The only experience I've had like that. So my daughter was in Washington, D.C. last week for a class trip. And, you know, they take them around all the things. One of the things they did, they went to the Holocaust Museum. And so yeah. She had a lot to say about that. And I said, hey, look, man, when I was in Germany a couple years ago, and we went to Dachau.
Correct.
And for me personally, I'm just there's no heavier experience than going through this. And I said, but due to what I would call a scheduling error, you know, as we walk out and everyone just feels about as bad as you can feel. It's like, all right, guys, we're going to yep. lunch.
Great.
And I'm like, I've never wanted to not eat more.
So
I mean, it's just how it shook out. But I'm like, we really did not think about
it. I think it was before I was in high school. But my cousin played football at West Virginia.
Okay.
So I got some access. But I was also like a Pony League quarterback, right?
Yeah.
So the quarterback for West Virginia at the time was a guy named Ben Reed.
All right.
All right. So he would kind of chuck the ball with you, like teach you some things. Here's a five-step drop, three-step drop,
quick,
all these things, right? So I'm watching the movie, and I'm like, that looks exactly like Ben Reed. And I'm like, that's Ben Reed. So I wait for the credits to roll on American Sniper.
Yeah.
Ben Reed.
Really?
I had not seen him since I was in 7th grade, 8th
wow.
grade.
Okay.
Like, yeah. You're a movie star now. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I would say, and I don't know what the difference is, like, the Iwo Jima Memorial, that's just across the river in D.C., mm-hmm. like, it's massive. I will say, it's like our buddy Marshawn, he was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But, like, you go there, I've been to all the museums and everything. I don't know what it is, but like the Vietnam Wall,
that's
another one that just, and it's just a wall with those names. That's another one. You know, not a lot of talking going on there.
No.
It is one of the quietest spots in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And I remember when, so it, in the scheme of things in D.C., it's a fairly recent addition to that area. And they had a competition about designing it, et cetera, et cetera. I remember when they announced the winner and what it's going to be. And I was so disappointed. I'm like, a wall with names. And maybe 5 years later, I finally see the thing, and I'm like, they got it right.
Yeah, and like, you know, my dad, you know, he was a Vietnam vet. So, I mean, like, when I was a kid, I want to say almost every Memorial Day, we would go down there and, like, walk around. And, yeah, that's definitely one that, you know, you don't mess around there.
And my son's middle name is from an uncle he'll never know who died in Vietnam, right?
All right.
So his middle name came from. So when we took the kids there, it just really hit him. But anyway, so my daughter last week, she's like, oh, no, I stopped by the name, pointed out to the classmates. I'm like, you found it? She's like, and you can look up where the name is. She just remembered. You have to understand, there are tens of thousands of names on this wall.
Good for her.
Oh, that's how her brain works. So she's like, no, I remember where it was. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
Cool.
I mean, that's like Arlington. If you ever been to Arlington National Cemetery, it is so big. Like, we had my dad's ceremony, and then honestly, I bet it took us half an hour to go find Brendan Looney's grave.
Yeah, it's endless.
All right, what about Born on the 4th of July?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Nope.
You never seen that?
Nope.
Arguably Tom Cruise's best movie.
I believe it's on the list as number one. I just saw a list of the
50
yeah. movies, and that was number one of Tom Cruise.
Correct, yeah.
Easily. Mm-hmm.
That's another one. Not a great one. I bet I've seen it 4 times.
Jesus, man. Again,
that's a
very
sad,
good movie, but it's just
dark.
It's like watching Old Yeller over and over. It's like, it's a fine movie, man, but I just don't leave feeling good, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's growing up. My dad liked war movies.
Sure.
I don't know. I like them, and which is weird to say out loud because they're terribly sad.
They're all very good. Horribly sad.
Greyhound, I don't know that one. Lone Survivor, I haven't watched that one yet, but I want to watch that
Lone Survivor, who was in that? I don't.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. This is a little before my time, but MASH.
Oh, the original movie I did not see.
I saw it once, probably 30 years ago. And it's about as upbeat as the TV show.
All right, here's one that they said was good for Memorial Day that'll keep you in a good mood. Well, except for the middle part when Goose dies. Top Gun Maverick.
That's probably
for the entertainment value, yes.
Yeah, that's probably the lightest of them all.
Right. I mean, as far as like combat movies go, Top Gun is pretty
tame.
Pretty loose. I mean, again, I just watched it less than a month ago. Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, that's
always a top one.
I mean, I think people need to understand too. I mean, last night I watched an hour special just on Nazis and the occult. And then Nazis and the Pope.
History Channel or Discovery?
American Heroes Channel.
American Heroes Channel.
God, you're either going to have fun watching sports with Ted or absolutely...
You need to get on a plane more, man. More rom-coms.
Get back to me.
I'm just going to have you fly around in circles just so you can cleanse your palate.
Do you guys want to cheer on your team or feel terrible about yourselves?
Right. Got to learn our history, man. Yeah.
Schindler's List coming up next.
All right, so to finish out the list, they had Glory on there.
Of course.
Matthew Broderick. Again, I can't even tell you how many times I've seen that one. Great movie. And then Fury and Hacksaw Ridge kind of round out the ones.
Okay.
I haven't seen either of those.
Fury was a really, really good movie. That one was a deep one. That had to do with Tank Life, basically, as it were. That was deep. That was a really good one. And then Hacksaw Ridge. Tank Life. Hacksaw Ridge, that was the kid that joined the Army, if I'm not mistaken, and refused to pick up a weapon. And he became a... Because he wanted to help the soldiers out, and he became a medic.
All right.
He got countless dudes out of a really, really bad situation.
Hacksaw Ridge also sounds like the name of a guy that would beat you to death.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a true story, actually.
I've heard that.
It's wild, man.
Have you ever seen Heartbreak Ridge?
No.
All right.
Is it depressing?
I mean, it's...
So, yes. It's, if it takes you that long to answer, yes.
I mean, it's a little bit of a love story wrapped in there. He's back from
depressing.
Vietnam. Yeah, he had been on a terrible Vietnam thing, and now he's trying to get these crazy troops.
Save that for Christmas Eve.
Get him in line. Save that for Christmas Eve.
We did get a text here. It says, my dad was a Vietnam vet, and he loved horror movies, but one movie he could never actually watch was We Were Soldiers. That one's tough.
I can believe that, man.
That one's tough. I think I've only seen that one once.
That one got me, because you watch the entire movie, and I fought through it as far as like keeping my composure on that one. And then at the very end, when they just start flashing up all the names of the vets, it's just that's when it hit me, because they just kept coming. They just kept coming.
Yeah, well, let's stick with all the upbeat stuff here. Marvel's first big screen hero or superhero, he passed away.
Cool.
You might not know it, but his name was Ed Gale. He was 3'4". He was the man in the bird suit in Marvel's first theatrical film, 1986, Howard the Duck.
Oh, for real?
Howard the Duck.
He was the dude inside. It was a Marvel franchise, believe it or not. Huh. Yeah.
Correct. He did not do the
voice.
He was
the duck?
He was inside the suit. He was the duck.
What was his name again?
Ed Gale.
Ed Gale.
He also wore the Chucky suit, the original Child's Play, two of its sequels.
Why is this funny?
He's bigger to be Chucky, I think.
He did 130 movies and TV shows.
Do we ever see his face, or is he always in costume? Mike, you are dying. Why is that funny? The man died.
The loss of a legend, Steve.
Howard the Duck.
I mean, I guess.
And Chucky.
Who's the guy from Willow?
Who else did he play?
Who's Willow? What's his name?
Like, I guess he got all this guy's roles when this guy was done. I mean, how many prolific 3'4" actors are there?
There's not. There's what's his face from Game of Thrones, who has a very successful
Gary
career.
Gary Coleman? I don't know.
That's about it.
I mean, this guy was in Spaceballs, Baywatch, My Name is Earl, Family Matters, Chopper Chicks in Zombie Town.
Legend. Freaking legend.
I'm Googling Chopper Chicks and Zombie Town.
Dude, this is crazy. Somebody was talking about him. Basically, they all liked him and everything. His niece put out this awesome statement and said how it ended. He said, Ed loves 7-Eleven hot dogs with disgusting amounts of ketchup. He enjoyed reminiscing about his glory days DJing at the Plainwell roller rink. He hated Bill Maher for no good reason. She even says he cheated at cribbage. He was one hell of a laugh and will be missed. Rest in love, you cranky bastard. Yeah. That was his niece.
Damn.
I mean, the guy must have been a character.
How do you cheat at cribbage? It's math.
I don't know.
I don't know. Hey, look, if there's a game, you could cheat at it.
And by the way, just so you know, before you laugh at Chopper Chicks and Zombie Town, Billy Bob Thornton was in it.
Whoa!
Well, and I'm done.
Okay. I'm not shocked Billy Bob Thornton was in it.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Hikers on mushrooms eventually come to the realization that their friend is not, in fact, dead. To Miami, where a cop clings to the roof of a car before shooting the driver in the head. Delayed flight to Orlando made worse by kids singing Disney songs nonstop. An arsonist accidentally sets himself on fire, trying to burn down a shop. And a flight makes an emergency landing to save a dog in distress. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines.
Here's Mike Cox.
All right, our top story. We go to Miami for the sitting for a dramatic video being shared online. Not much is known about how this situation came to fruition, but it merely shows a BMW driving into an intersection, making a left turn, with the police officer clinging to the hood and firing his weapon into the windshield at the driver.
Jeez, man.
The car quickly comes to a stop, and the wounded driver got out of the car to the waiting arms of officers. The video is being used in an investigation by the authorities who are looking into the shooting. The driver was taken to the hospital for their injuries.
Damn.
It's wild, dude. It looks like something out of like a Bruce Willis movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's only in the movies that you see that.
Exactly. And it's kind of weird because when it's in the action movie, they're always kind of in street clothes or they got a cool cloak jacket on.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy's in his like reflective vest as he's doing it. It's like, but he's popping off shots, man. It's wild.
Damn.
In other news, we go to New York where a couple hikers might have made a call too quickly. The trio made their way to New York's Adirondack Mountains and enjoyed the day out there in nature when tragedy struck.
Drugs!
The three managed to get lost in the wilderness with one of their party eventually breaking off and perishing out on the mountain. That's about the time that the other two made the tough call to 911 to inform them of their situation and report that their friend had passed. But there's just one issue with all this. The other member of their party was totally fine. And I'm sure that the fact that the three of them were flying on mushrooms had nothing to do with them getting lost and believing that one of their party had died. They eventually made their way off the mountain and got some medical attention. Nobody was injured during the hike.
I love that. Right. He's dead, man.
Is he? Are you sure?
Wait, oh, no, he's not. Sorry, my bad.
See, you know, I was telling Ted during the break, like, I've never done mushrooms, but this is the kind of crap that I'm afraid of with it. I feel like I get way too many doggone stories of people just having a bad time, and I'm a neurotic little man. So just not being in control of things, I feel like I would be set off too damn fast.
That's why it's fun.
Yes.
It's a free-for-all.
I can't let go, Miles. I don't like free-for-all.
It's a free-for-all.
I don't do well with free-for-all. I panic.
That's just a funny line. I don't do well with free-for-all.
That's right. I need organized. I need to know what we're doing, where we're going. Stay with the group.
Yeah. Like with alcohol, you're just kind of used to it. You know how much you're drinking, how much you're not. You're right. Once you ingest something like that, like it's in you.
Yeah.
You just got to see how it goes.
Hang on and enjoy the ride that the Rock's taking you on.
Yeah.
Up to Victoria, B.C., where another video is making the rounds. Not much is known why they felt the need to do this, but a man busted into a local restaurant and bar, hiding his face from the cameras by which we get the video, and dousing the entire place with gasoline. Jeez. He empties the entire can of gas, which it looked like it was like 1 to 2.5 gallons or something like that in that can, all over the bar, aimlessly splashing it all over the place. You guys already know where this is going. Before clumsily striking a match and setting himself on fire. While the execution was not exactly what he had planned, the police are still on the lookout for the suspect, asking for the public for any information that they might have.
He's crispy.
Yes, he is. And the thing is, you watch this video, and if you've ever once in your life set a fire with gasoline, you know exactly what he's doing wrong. One, you don't need near that much gasoline to get it started. You do not need the entire damn can. And it's splashing all over the place. It's clearly getting all over him. He walks to the middle of it. Again, people...
The middle?
Yes. Yes. If you can hear my voice, understand something very true about gasoline. It is flammable, not the liquid, the vapor.
Right.
So standing in the middle of
it,
it is all those fumes. If you can smell it, it's near you, and it's going to combust. So just know that. It's not the liquid, it's the gas.
He found out.
He did, but just in case those stories with the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
While this is not the best news for nearly 200 people, I like the heartwarming nature of it. We take to the skies, where a Delta flight was the scene of some drama. The flight was bound from Detroit to Los Angeles and was about an hour into the flight when crews were made aware of someone on board not doing so well, a canine companion that someone had with them in the cabin. I tried to figure this out. It was like, were they underneath the plane in the storage compartment, or were they actually seated? They actually had a picture there. It's some like big snow dog that's on there. I thought it was maybe like a chihuahua or a pug or something.
But it's up top, right?
Yes,
it's up top. I don't think you'd hear your dog below, man.
And it looked like they had clearly taken a seat away from some. Like they had bought an extra ticket because this dog is sitting up against the window.
I think it was a legitimate service animal for someone who needed a service animal.
Yes, I agree. 100%.
That's why they said the hell with it. We're emergency landing.
Right.
Because this is like a $20,000 trained dog.
Yeah. The dog was suffering some sort of sickness, and a call was put out to the cabin on the long shot that there was a vet on board. By some miracle, there was. There was a damn vet on that board, on that plane. The vet looked after the dog, but ultimately alerted crews that the animal needed professional treatment. It was at that moment that the crew made the decision to make a 300-mile diversion to Minneapolis.
I bet you could jump on a plane, say anything, and you get a response. Is there an appliance salesman on the plane?
Right here.
Actually, yeah, man, I work for Whirlpool. I'll come over.
The plane landed, and the dog was taken to a veterinary hospital. The flight ended up being only about 2.5 hours behind schedule, which I don't know how scheduling works when it comes to planes. However, 2.5 hours seems relatively quick turnaround.
It does for that, right.
They were happy to make the announcement, however, over the PA that the dog did make it to the vet and was on the way to recovery, doing just fine.
That's a lie. They just said that to make the passengers feel better.
At that point, don't you have to?
Yeah, what are you going to say, man?
You know the vet they took it to. You know the phone number. You're on the phone with that as a pilot.
Don't worry, folks. Just talk to the vet.
Yeah, they're totally fine.
Yeah, at the St. Paul Veterinary Clinic.
Which, if you held me back for 2.5 hours, like, I need to know what happened to this dog.
That is very true. Everyone has a vested interest in that.
Right. Problem. That's going to make me not care near as much that I had to.
You're telling me I can call a plane.
Right.
Because they made the announcement on the plane.
Yeah.
Dog's okay.
Well, you used to be able to call from a plane.
What I'm saying is, you get to the vet. The vet says things are going to be okay.
Yeah.
The pilot says, here's my number. I'm just going to call you and let you know, bro. Everything's good with my dog.
Yeah.
That doesn't work that way.
Well, they probably called, somebody at the airport or something like that. I don't know. They figured out a way. Men's Room Sports, as Ted said, you got playoff basketball on TNT, playoff hockey over on ESPN, and the Mariners wrap up the series in the rubber match tonight over en route. I'm a little surprised that it wasn't a matinee game, but they're playing tonight here at home.
Who's going to score 9 tonight?
Exactly. We start up game 1, the Mariners win 9-1 against the Nationals, we win. Cool. Game 2, you're like, all right, we got this. They lose it 9-0. So honestly, I don't know how to call this one.
4-4 in extra innings.
As far as your weather, we got clear skies and a low of 47 tonight, paving the way for a picture-perfect, partly cloudy, and 76-degree day to welcome us in the weekend tomorrow, boys. That's it for headlines with that, Mike Hawkinson.
And next time it is the weekend, the return of Ted versus the FCC and a bad choice Friday.
Yes, indeed, it's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.